Jerome Powell raised concerns about the world economy, warning that the global risk picture has changed and that there was greater uncertainty over trade. The comments from the chairman of the Federal Reserve bolstered those who are betting on the central bank reducing interest rates in July. Mr. Powell also stressed that the Fed won't bow to pressure in its decision-making. In his latest outburst, Donald Trump, who wanted the Fed to cut rates this month, tweeted that it doesn't know what it is doing and is behaving like a stubborn child.
Financial regulators responded coolly to Facebook's plan to launch a global digital currency to be called Libra. Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, said that Libra would become systemic and would have to be subject to the highest standards of regulation. Randall Quarles, the head of the Financial Stability Board, which advises the G20, warned that the use of crypto assets deserves close scrutiny. Their comments, along with several others, suggest that Facebook will have to jump many hurdles to get Libra up and running.
The publicity surrounding Libra helped boost the price of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin traded above $13,000, its highest level in 18 months, rekindling fears about a bubble in the market.
America's Supreme Court overturned a long-standing ban on trademarks that use immoral or scandalous words on the grounds that it violated the right to free speech and had been imposed unevenly. The case was brought by the owner of a clothing line he brands as fucked, Friends You Can't Trust.
Netflix is to lose the rights to broadcast the American version of The Office because NBC Universal, the sitcom's producer, wants to run it on its new, yet-to-be-named streaming service from 2021. The Office is Netflix's most popular show in America. With rival streaming channels in the works from Disney, Warner Media, and others, Netflix faces the prospect of losing more content made by other companies, which, despite the plaudits for the media it produces in-house, accounts for the bulk of users' viewing time.
An industry report suggested that the global market for spandex is expanding, with sales set to reach 1 million tons by the end of 2020. The main reason is that demand for sports shapewear has stretched beyond the rich world to the emerging market middle class. Invented in 1958 by a chemist in Virginia, the spandex industry is now highly elastic, with China accounting for 75% of the world's production.